This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:44 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezriel. And our next story, we're looking at the government's call for employers to hire more locals. Dato' Sri M. Saravanan, Human Resources Minister, is urging businesses to prioritise hiring Malaysians, especially those who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. He said that there are still businesses here that prefer employing foreign workers and added that some industries actually still require foreign workers, like the plantation sector.
Yeah, and so the minister believes that there's now local demand for dirty, dangerous and difficult jobs or 3D jobs due to job loss. He also cites examples like clerk positions in the plantation sector and pump attendants at petrol stations. This isn't the first time he's brought this up, though. Last month, Dato' Sri Saravanan said that the rakyat must change their mindset and accept any available jobs because the unemployment rate is expected to rise.
Yeah, so I think the minister has been making statements with regards to employment quite as of late because again, as you said earlier, that unemployment rate is expected to rise, right? So alongside that, employees, he said that employees and employers should be sincere and not threaten one another as it was no longer business as usual.
Right.
So there's a lot of, to me, there's a lot of urging and there's a lot of advising, but I feel like there's not enough policy that might be coming through. You know, we are looking at uncertain times and ways and policies and solutions to the pandemic with regards to economy and jobs and employment should have been already in place, or should have, you know, there should be firmer ideas by now. You know, there hasn't been any that's been strong enough. There hasn't been any to cushion, or rather proper giving a proper cushion to the expected impact that will come from COVID-19.
Well, that's ironic, actually. And when you talk about policy, it looks like the government's, looking back at its track record, that the government has, in a way, created the situation because back in, I think, 2018, the Malaysian Trades Union Congress actually called the government out for plans to bring in an additional 1.5 million foreign workers to the several hundred thousand who were already here. So it looks like there's a misalignment between what the government is doing and what policies it's implementing. But I think it's also an issue about balancing the conversation, because there are allegations that by MTUC that local jobs have been dislodged, right? Local employees have been dislodged by foreign workers. So I think there's a need to address when those instances are happening, if they are, and the difference between giving foreigners opportunities versus this picture that's being depicted that they're stealing jobs right, from local Malaysians. So there are a few narratives going on here, and it seems that the government hasn't been able to deal with it appropriately.
Yeah, and there isn't any, you know, I find that there's a serious need to address the 3D jobs, right? How do you make them any less 3D? How do you make them less dangerous? How do you make them less difficult? Can you compel employers to perhaps start investing in products and tools that will make the work easier and safer and more efficient? In fact, I think if you do that, that might make every worker more productive and you end up saving costs in the long run.
And it doesn't have to be exclusive, right? I think the government needs to look at this and see if there's a quota needed in terms of the ratio of local and foreign workers to address issues of unemployment, or if there are other ways. But, you know, it doesn't mean that businesses have to exclude foreigners altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on another note, it's also about addressing issues of dignity when it comes to jobs like the 3D jobs, right? Ensuring that the minimum wage allows people to make a very reasonable living and be able to deal with things like inflation and so on and so forth, and not just like you said, you know, suggest and suggest Malaysians to reconsider, I think that's not going to do much.
Yeah, of course. And the constant notion that, well, Malaysians just don't want these jobs. Maybe it's true, but, you know, why don't Malaysians
right.
want these
what
jobs?
What are the underlying reasons for
What are the underlying reasons? You know, I think what's glaringly obvious is that the pay is way too low for a job that requires that much skill.
Yep.
And it's, you know, often in conditions that are not acceptable, right, to both locals as well as to non-Malaysians, that the standards can be improved.
Sure.
Just that it may not seem like there's been like some will, that's not been enough willpower to get through to that. So if you have any thoughts, you can let us know. Would you consider taking up a 3D job, I guess, to answer the minister's question? You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Tony Lim, founder and CEO of Boat Noodle. Tony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me again.
So talk to us about your business. What are your main priorities and approach when it comes to hiring?
Well, I must be honest that, you know, it's the very first time, I mean, coming from F&B industries, it's the very first time for us to feel that it's now an employer's market rather than employees. Because before this, it's not easy to get, you know, people to join a restaurant for long enough. So if you ask me what is the priority, it will be somebody who are willing to work for us for long enough. Yeah, that will be the first priority.
Tell us, are you currently prioritizing hiring local workers? And has that changed with the MCO and, well, after the MCO?
I must say it hasn't changed anything. You know, being able to hire locals or having the locals work for us is definitely something that we wish for, definitely. Yeah. So prioritizing locals who want to work for us is definitely, you know, we have been doing all the time.
So on that note then, what is the ratio of foreign to local workers in your company?
Coming from, we're operating restaurants, right? So we have about 50 locations around the country. Out of 700 plus minus workers, we have about 50-50, 50 foreigners, 50 locals. 50%, yeah.
Right, and earlier you alluded to challenges to hiring locals. What are some of those obstacles?
Very clearly of what we see is that most of our foreign workers tend to be working in the central region, which is the Klang Valley outlets. So hiring locals is a lot easier in other states, you know, such as Kedah, even Perak is easy, East Coast is very easy, even down south in Johor is very easy. The challenge of having locals work, most of the problems happen in Klang Valley itself, not so much on other states.
When we've discussed this on the show, the responses we've heard have sort of fallen along two lines. On one hand, local workers are perceived as not wanting jobs in service and construction or asking for higher salaries, while foreign workers are seen as unreliable and lacking commitment. What's your take on these stereotypes, and do they factor into the current situation?
I don't think I'll be able to speak on behalf of construction, which I think the 3D, which is the 3D, right? Yeah, which is described. I won't be able to speak on behalf of construction, but for restaurants, foreigners, I mean, because they are foreigners, I think, one thing is that they are here, they know why are they here. They are here for the money, they just want to work and get salary, and sooner or later, when time is up, they're going to go home. So for locals, not to say locals are bad or better or good, but I think locals has a lot more choices. You know, I can work in a restaurant today, but maybe if I get a job in selling phones tomorrow, I can choose to switch my job if I work in a restaurant. So I think locals is not about comparing who is more reliable or skillful. It's about having choices. So I think this is what we see so far. You know, so having locals with us is we try to tone our expectation down a bit. A local guy may not stay with you for that long, or if the working hours, not to say longer, if the working hours is not so flexible, that may even, you know, drive them away and finding more flexible a job. For example, you know, doing a delivery on your riders delivering food. I think this is one of the trends that also young people.
Right.
Tony, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, excellent. So the government's introduced the employment incentive program with an allocation of 1.5 billion ringgit to encourage employers to hire locals. What do you make of incentives such as these?
Okay, I think the incentive came out just on the recent announcement, right? So you have like 600, 800 and 1,000 employing interns below 40 and up, above 40. I think that's definitely a big boost for a lot of industries to really look into, you know, hiring locals again. However, I must be also very honest here. You know, previously we have ERP, the Employment Retention Program. We have the wage subsidy and whatnot. We got some of those relief and help. But to be very honest, is that the date of money coming to the company, although we got the first batch, but you may never know whether the second time is coming to you or not. So you know, maybe I think definitely the government is overwhelmed now. You know, trying to really help, trying to really disperse the money to so many people to apply. So I think for Malaysian companies, having this is a very good news. But the second immediate question after that is that, okay, when? So are we sure we are getting this money if we were to do this? Yeah, that I think is one point that a lot of companies and local business will ask. Definitely, yeah.
Right. And ultimately, then, do you see Malaysian businesses pivoting away from depending on foreign labor?
Yeah, I would think so. And we are seeing a lot of even foreign workers are losing their job. So, you know, as of now, many foreign workers are, you know, they may come to the shop and ask for a job, you know, randomly just coming and ask for a job.
Tony, on that note, thank you so much for sharing your take with us today.
Sure. No problem. Thank you.
You just heard Tony Lim, founder and CEO of Boat Noodle, talking to us about the government's call for employers to hire more Malaysians.
Right.
If you have any thoughts, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have the 7 p.m. news coming up. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.